It is that time of the year. People are getting into the holiday spirit. And if you are like a lot of dog lovers, you may be looking for that perfect gift to give your pooch, or perhaps to give another dog lover on your list. If so, stay tuned for a very special episode of Dog Edition. Hello, I'm James Jacobson in Maui, Hawaii, and welcome to Dog Edition, where voices from around the world consider all things dog. Today, our editorial team picks the best dog gifts for 2021. So if you love dogs as much as we do, pause what you're doing, leash up your pup, and let's take a walk, because we've got a lot to talk about on today's episode of Dog Edition.
Hey, Pepper, want to go for a walk?
We launched Dog Edition and Dog Podcast Network in January of this year, 2021, and it has been an amazing first year. Our global team of dog-loving journalists and storytellers has enjoyed getting to know each other and you, our listeners. And along the way, we've done what dog lovers do. We chat about our dogs. And a few months ago, we were batting around ideas for gifts for a team member, and then we realized that collectively, we were sitting on a veritable gold mine of information about fantastic gifts for dog lovers and the dogs that they love. So we did what we do here. We turned ourselves into holiday hounds and started sniffing around for a more formal list to share with you. And that is today's show, The Best Gifts for Dog Lovers 2021. And because it's fun to see the gifts, we also made a video version of today's podcast, which you can watch on YouTube. The link is in the show notes and at dogedition.com. And now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to the first Dog Podcast Network Dog Edition's top picks for gifts for dogs and dog lovers for 2021. Our editorial team has assembled all the best gifts that you might want to give your pooch this holiday or someone who loves dogs. And to help unveil this list is my wife, Molly Jacobson. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Jim.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. So this is our home, and we got some great items to show you. First off is something a little unconventional. It's a poop bag, but it isn't a poop bag that you've probably seen before. What have we got?
We have pooch paper.
Pooch paper.
Pooch paper. It is so smart. So when I used to live in New York City, people would walk around with newspapers, and that's how they'd pick up their dog's poop.
Not those plastic little
blue
bags.
Not the plastic bags. Okay. Right. Because, well, New Yorkers can be kind of pragmatic, and you read your paper, yeah, and then you have a lot of paper left over. So you go out the door, and you pick up your dog's poop. And sometimes they would even put the paper on the street, and then the dog would poop on top of it, and then they'd wrap it up. So that's a tip for you. This is like a newspaper, except it's totally recycled. It's unbleached. It's great for the environment. It's not putting those plastics into the landfills. And instead, everything just biodegrades. Super easy to use. There's two sizes. I think that's the small.
That's for our size dog.
Right. And this is the large.
The Maltese poop.
For the larger poopers in your life. And well, let's see, they come in these boxes. So the small is 12 by 12, and the large is 14 by 14. So it's a nice size, and you just, all you do, actually, they even have the instructions on. So it says you pick up, twist, and then you just toss. You toss it in the garbage can, and you're done.
And this is our living room, so we're not going to demonstrate.
We're not
going
to demonstrate
this. You get the idea. Very, very clever pooch paper, and it says basically save our planet one pup at a time.
Yeah.
It's a worthwhile thing, and none of those horrible blue plastic bags that just take forever.
I feel so guilty literally every time I use one of those poop bags.
Yeah.
You've got a skeptical look on your face because you're thinking you don't feel guilty enough not to use them, and that's true.
That's why we got pooch paper.
Now we will be using pooch papers because we live on an island and being sustainable is really important to us. And now that this solution is here, I'm all in. They also have sent us these adorable little paper, because if you think about it, when you're out walking with your dog, you don't necessarily want to be dragging paper around. So you fold it up, put it in this little pouch, a little zipper. It's plastic, so it's waterproof. Cool. Yeah. Nice. It's got a little handle on it, so it's really easy to either carry. You could put it over your wrist.
And it would
or
make
you
a
could
lovely,
loop it onto your leash.
A lovely evening bag.
Absolutely. And then they also have they have this nice clip. And this is also very handy. So you can just take the paper and clip it on like this.
But not when it's used. When it's used, you dispose of it.
Right. So the nice thing about a plastic poop bag, of course, is that you can carry it with you.
Right. Because we all like to carry poop bags.
Right. But this is a way for you to have the bag be sanitary as you carry it. Give you a little distance from your loaded poop paper.
Awesome. Pooch paper. And then this is just one of the many gifts that we've chosen this year. And you can win all of them. We're going to send you a big box that Molly is going to pack and send to you from here of brand new items, not the ones that have been opened.
Right. We're not sending you our leftover pooch papers.
No. Although I wonder if there's some value. Probably not.
No, probably not.
We will send all of that to you if you are the lucky winner, and you can enter on, there's a link on dogedition.com that takes you to our entry page. You can get more entries by doing different things and sharing this contest with other people. Check it out at dogedition.com.
So what do you want to talk about next?
Next, we have Everpup.
Aha! This is a product we are very familiar with.
We are. It is a product that our dogs have been on for ages. If you're the winner, you will get not one, not two, but 12 jars, which is a full year supply for most dogs, and for a small dog like ours, it's a 2-year supply. And we will ship you all 12 of those. But what is so special about Everpup? I hear it's the ultimate daily dog supplement.
It is the ultimate daily dog supplement. It is formulated by Dr. Dressler. And he is a veterinarian who also created ApoCaps, which is a really nice supplement for dogs. This is his daily, and it has tons of herbs in it, basically. It's a food-based nutritional supplement. It's got a lot of herbs that support basically every cell in the body. Immunity, brain, heart, kidney, digestion, liver, bones, like everything.
In addition to herbs, it's vitamins and minerals.
It's got a complete multivitamin in it.
Prebiotics
and probiotics.
Which feed the prebiotics. It works in every cell.
The prebiotics feed the probiotics, which support the gut digestion.
Prebiotics feed the probiotics, right. Which feed the gut.
Yeah.
Vitamins, minerals, prebiotics, probiotics, glucosamine for joints.
Absolutely. It's a complete joint supplement. So a lot of holistic veterinarians will replace, you know, 5 or 6 supplements that they put most dogs on just for daily maintenance. This is not a therapeutic. It's just a daily supplement designed to be given from puppyhood, you know, as soon as the dog's weaned, all the way through senior years. And it just kind of fills in the gaps. It's designed to keep you from over-supplementing your dog, because a lot of people don't realize that when they give supplements, they may be giving too much of something, and then things go out of whack in another way that they didn't intend, and then they have to fix that issue. And so this is all in one. It's everything that your dog needs for every cell in the body. And what I like about it is that it's peace of mind. It's like insurance.
The other thing, a scoop
a day for my dog, and it's done.
The other thing that's really good about it is it's made with all human-grade ingredients.
Yeah. Do we have an open one?
That means you can eat it. Here, I'm going to open it so you can see. Okay. So it comes with this plastic seal and then a safety seal.
And the reason it is because it's human-grade. It's designed for a dog. It's for a dog's digestion. But it is all manufactured to human grade standards, which are different than pet grade standards. Yep, there's the powder inside. There's a little scoop inside every jar. And for a small dog like ours, a half a scoop a day.
I'm gonna try some, because really it is something that you can taste. It has a very pronounced liver, spirulina taste, but it's all human grade ingredients, which is kind of unusual, because most dog supplements are to not human standards, they're to pet standards. This is made in an FDA-approved facility. It's all made in the USA. Amazing ingredients. We give it to our dogs. I know the company very, very well. I'm involved in the company, and that's where we're really excited to give you a 12-month supply. A jar normally sells for $29.95, and yep. It's available on everpup.com. And again, all the details are on our page for the holiday giveaway, which you can find from dogedition.com.
Yeah. So that total for the year, I did the math, is $359.40 is the value of this gift. And you know what I think it really tastes like now that I've had a little taste of a fresh jar? I think it tastes like grass. You know how dogs like to eat grass? I think that's one of the reasons they really love Everpup. It tastes like grass and beef liver.
They say that 99% of dogs love it. So
that's right.
Studies have been done, and like literally, there's 1 out of 100 that won't love it, but 99% do. Everpup, that's our next item. So this year for our holiday gifts, we chose things that are obviously for dogs, like Everpup, and then we chose things for dog lovers or very smart dogs in terms of books. And we get a lot of books here at Dog Podcast Network. And so we have chosen our favorite ones to share with you. And the first one is Scruffy.
Scruffy. This is a lovely book. It is a coffee table that is full of photographs of dogs who, during the pandemic, had to be trimmed by their dog lovers at home. And so it is the photographs of these kind of hack jobs that people did during the pandemic when they didn't know how to groom and they had to learn quick. And it is also their stories.
But what's interesting about Scruffy and Shelley Ross, and she was on one of our shows on Dog Podcast Network, I think you can hear her on The Long Leash, which is a show that I do. There's this concept of scruff. Basically, when you groom your dog, there's all this other stuff that is left over from the dog's hair. And then people have arranged it into some interesting mini versions of their dog. And that is what scruff is. And it is pretty interesting. Here is one of a little heart. There are people who have made pictures of or scruffs of their pups. And it is really, really cool. It's touching. You groomed our dogs during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I was the one assembling the hair and the fur to make little Malteses. So when I saw this book, I was like, I get it. I love it. This is awesome. And it is a really fun book. And as Molly says, all the proceeds from the sale of this book, and it's available on Amazon and other places, go to benefit the Care Alliance, which supports research into things connected to COVID-19. And it's a really worthwhile organization, but it's a fun book. And if you've ever had to groom your dog during the pandemic, I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, so what is next?
Are you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. The next one is a collar from Turbo Threads, which is an Etsy shop that is based out of New Jersey. And you can tell that it's based out of New Jersey because one of their best-selling items is a cuss collar.
We can't say the word because this is a family show. But it starts with an A and it ends with hole.
I think that was clear from the video, but yes. And then it comes with or without this very soft, minky kind of lining. You can also get a smooth lining on the inside.
So is this the only thing they make?
No, they make custom clothing, collars, snoods, all sorts of things for dogs. Custom, 100% made at home, and then customized. So you can get basically anything you want. So what we actually have for you, I'm keeping this collar. I don't know if it'll fit me.
I was concerned. I was wondering who you're going to put it on.
I just think it's so cute. It reminds me of home. And
nothing says home like a collar that says a-hole on it.
I lived in Jersey for a while, so yeah, I recognize this attitude. And then they also, what we have it for you is a gift certificate, because obviously it's a custom shop, so they do really nice work, want you to be able to get something for your dog.
Exactly. If you don't want to be
if you don't want to buy one of the pre-made collars that they have, then there are some other items that you might want to customize for your dog.
Okay. And that's from Turbo Threads.
This is from Turbo Threads on Etsy.
Okay. Next on our favorite gifts is from a company called Ruffly, R-U-F-F-L-Y. And they make amazing products in Guatemala. all handmade, and they're one of these incredibly sustainable companies that really support the local economy and provide really high quality products for dog lovers all over the world, including people who ride motorcycles with their dogs. But we are going to feature some of their products in our favorites that are not for your motorcycle, but something that everyone can use, including this amazing portable bed. Look at this.
It's so beautiful.
So have you ever, like, you know, taken your dog any place, perhaps not on a motorcycle, but any place, and you wanted to bring their bed with them? Well, you can. This folds up. There's a zipper pouch, which opens up. There's straps, so you can tie it up sort of like
a
yoga mat.
It's like a bedroll.
But it is so soft and plushy. There are different size beds, small, medium, and large.
Yeah, I think this is the large. But you can see how beautiful. This is very, very, very fine. You know, sometimes these designs from Guatemala and other places in South America have a really heavy texture and are very, very nubbly. This is very, very fine weave. It'll stand up to a lot. It's got a waterproof back. So if you go camping with your dog, this is what you want to bring for your dog's bed. It's not going to dissolve in the rain. It's going to dry really quickly. It's going to go with you anywhere because even though it spreads out like almost like an orthopedic bed, it's got that nice memory foam inside. Mm. It's a really nice firm bed. So, like, you know, if your dog likes a firm bed, this is great for them. And then...
Well, it's also plush. It's like firm and plush at the same time.
Well, that's what I mean by orthopedic, it's got that memory foam kind of feeling where, like, you're firmly supported, but you're also feeling really cushy. And then it's got that strap. You roll it up really tight. You just strap it onto your backpack or onto the side of your motorcycle or your bicycle.
Or in your trunk. Won't take up
a
lot of
room. Or just in your trunk. It doesn't take up a lot of room. And you've got this really, really nice bed. So that's $105 on roughly.com. And it is seriously such a, like, I actually thought when we got this, I thought, why have I been getting these, like, cushy little beds? This is what dogs want when they're outside.
By the way, this is the medium one. We showed you
medium one. Oh, it's the medium one. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So there's a larger one for bigger dogs and a smaller one for small dogs.
We have such a small dog that everything that looks like
big.
A large.
Everything looks big. When you have a Maltese, everything looks big. So next we have a product from Maxbone. And Maxbone makes lots of products for dog lovers. But this is one that our dog is especially interested in. It is this amazing food that we found. It's called Glow Up, and there's a lot of dog food in the world, I can promise you. There's a lot of dog food, and we have tested it with our own dogs and with our, when I say our own dogs, not just our dogs, but the people here on Dog Podcast Networks. We've got a lot of dog lovers, and this is our favorite. You can't see because the camera's not showing it, but Kanga is...
She's pawing at
pawing at this. This has been off shot, out of the shot for a while. Kanga really adores this. I mean, in a way that, here, okay. She wants to come up.
She hasn't been groomed yet, so she's not the prettiest of Maltese, but you can come up and have something. Go ahead. Go see Daddy.
Here, Kanga. So what is really cool about this is that each nugget of food is made from all natural ingredients. This one they sent us and is turkey, chia seeds, blueberries, carrots, and coconut oil. And that's pretty much all that's in here. And they're all different sizes because it's natural. This isn't some sort of pellet that comes out of a machine that makes, you know,
it's not kibble.
It's not kibble.
It's kibble shaped, but it's freeze dried, which means that it's much healthier. When kibble is cooked, it creates these carcinogens, essentially, on the surface.
Heterocyclic amines.
Right, because of the high heat. So when you have a freeze-dried version of a kibble, it's just the shape is kibble-shaped, but there is no cooking process. It's all just freeze-dried, and that means that it's preserved, it's totally safe, and it doesn't have any of those problematic carcinogens that come with cooking at the high heat that you would need in order to make those shapes in a typical kibble.
There's no artificial ingredients in this, no preservatives. It comes sort of really, because of the freeze-dried nature, it really comes all packed and then you open it up and it smells really good. Kanga, who's kind of picky, really adores this, and I'm literally feeding it to her as if it were a treat, not a dog food, which says a lot. It's because it really tastes good. They say real nutrition, real ingredients, real happy dogs. Sometimes that's marketing bluster. This is the real thing.
This is the real thing.
I really recommend this dog food.
You can use it as a full meal, or you can use it as a topper. So we cook for our dogs, and we use a combination of lots of different foods that are healthy for them. And this can be used in conjunction. For Kanga, this is a treat. So I'm going to seriously use this as like
treats. I cook for our dog, and sometimes you can't do as much cooking as you'd like. And so this having a little supplementation is nice. Let me read you the ingredients, because these are ingredients that I would cook. Turkey liver. She kind of likes that. Sweet potatoes. Again, this is order of, you know, decreasing order. Chia seeds, cranberries, blueberries, dried seaweed meal, carrots, salt, coconut oil. And then we move into the smaller things, which is something with the source of vitamin E, fish oil, zinc, something copper, minerals.
All of the minerals. But
the main ingredients are literally the things that you would have at your Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. Really amazing, a really good dog food.
We're going to send you an opened bag.
Yeah,
it's $24, and we'll also send you this handy little, it's a clip for the top of the bag, but it's also...
It's a dispenser.
A collapsible cup.
Pretty cool. Glow up. Let's take a break right here, and we will be back with more great gifts for dogs and dog lovers.
And now, a message from your dog.
Oh, every day with you is like a day at the beach, and I want as many beach days as possible. I want to run. I want to sniff. Ooh, I want to find a good stick to carry. Oh, I want to roll in the grass. Oh, and warm my belly in the sun. Oh, I want to walk with you, run with you, sleep with you, eat with you. And when I eat with you, I want Everpup. The green, grassy beef liver smell wakes my senses. Oh, you may not realize this, but it tastes like homemade gravy. It infuses any food you give me with healthy life vibrancy. Oh, I can feel it. Everpup traveling to every cell in my body, nourishing each one. I'm so grateful to be your dog. And for the Everpup you give me.
So now that you know what your dog wants, get Everpup, the ultimate dog supplement. Everpup is available in select pet shops and on Amazon. But to get the best price possible, join the Everpup Club at everpupclub.com, where you'll get your first jar for just $8 with free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Go to everpupclub.com and use the discount code DPN. That is everpupclub.com. Everpup, every day.
Welcome back to this special episode. Okay, what is next?
Next, we have these absolutely beautiful toys from House Dog. We have three versions of them here. There's more colors. So what I love about this toy is it's merino wool. It's a tug. It's a twist, because Kanga likes to go like this with toys, around her head, like circling her head around. And it's also a chew, because this merino wool is a really, really nice thick chew. Do you want to try it? No.
Again, we're not going to send you this one. We have good stuff, and you can get all of this on dogedition.com. But yeah.
We won't send you the peach one.
It's peachy. No, because so many people destroy their dog toys, and this is really, really rugged.
It's rugged, although I don't think it would hold up to it. It's designed for a dog who kind of likes to play with their toys. These are also customizable. Mm. And what's really important about this company in general, they make a lot of different products. The owner of it used to design for Nike. So she pays attention to every single detail. This is a small business. As far as I know, it's a one-woman shop. And because this is also really important when you want to deliberately help to address equity in America, it's owned by a Black woman. And so we are very happy to be featuring her toys in our shop because they're not only incredibly, I mean, just exquisitely designed and made, they're sustainable. And one of the things that she says is that she likes to make products that express kindness. So everything that comes out of House Dog is designed to be completely sustainable and kind every step along the way. Again, you will not see a peach toy in your box.
If you do, it won't be one of the ones that we have here.
Okay.
Because I am playing with this one. It's really cool. House Dog, spelled D-O-G-G-E. House Dog.
Yeah. Check out, they have a lot of beautiful things.
What's next?
What's next is Pride and Groom. So Pride and Groom is a beauty company for dogs. It's a beauty brand for dogs. So all of their products are incredibly well made, very chic, beautifully formulated. What we have for you is a set that's their No Shedder shampoo.
No Shedder.
No Shedder shampoo, final coat conditioner. And then they make scents. And the scent that they sent us is Proud.
This is a Proud. So it's a cologne?
Yeah. It's for you. It's for the dog. It's for the room. Doesn't it smell amazing?
It really does.
I mean, it really does smell so, so good.
Merry Christmas. No more Chanel.
Smell like Christmas.
No. This is no, really nice.
It's a really nice, like literally I would wear this and I know Kanga likes it because when I spray it in the air around her, she goes, she loves it. And the conditioner and the shampoo are also very, very lovely. Kanga's going to get a bath with this later.
So it is dog safe. And they say basically spray this onto anyone and anything in need of a little freshening, four-legged or otherwise. I know we all have stuff in our house that needs a little freshening. This smells really good, and it's called Proud. And so that's just part of the ensemble of products that you'll get if you are the winner.
Yeah, so you'll get a little canvas bag. There's a bandana that comes with it because, you know, after you get groomed, you should always have a little bandana. You'll have the shampoo, the conditioner, and the scent in this little beautiful canvas bag. It's a really nice gift set. I seriously think any dog would be happy to wear these scents. They smell so good. What's next, Jim?
Books. We're going back to books. This is an amazing book. It is Tales of Dogs That We Have Loved. It is an anthology, a collection of stories about dogs that have passed over. And this year, one of our dogs, Rue, passed over. And we all know, anyone who's been a dog lover knows how sensitive people can feel about it, especially when you are trying to relate to the fact that this felt like a family member and other people don't get it. Well, this is a collection of stories from people who do get it. And it is just extraordinary. It's edited by Jim Mitchum, who was a guest on one of our shows, and he told us how he collected these stories from all over the world. They are extraordinary. Some of these, and they're very short reads. You could think of it as a...
some of them are poems. Poems and little essays to really... that people, individuals, have written about their own dogs. So it's a collection of these artistic works written by dog lovers for the dogs that they've loved. It's really, truly, to me, it's a tribute not just to canines, but to the humans who love them. When you read this, you absolutely feel like there are people in this world who understand you as a dog lover.
So if you know someone who lost a dog, this is a perfect gift for them. It's a perfect gift for yourself. It is one of these, again, quick reads. It's an anthology, beautiful pictures, an amazing story, and I really, really recommend Gone Dogs. And that's why this is one of our favorite gifts for dog lovers, not so much for dogs, unless your dog reads, for 2021.
Yeah, that's beautiful, and it looks very nice on your coffee table. So it's a really beautiful book, really, really beautiful book. So we'll be sending you a copy.
And our final product are some more books. They are books to celebrate the connection that we have with rescued dogs. They're from Forever USA, and it's a company that sent us some cool swag. I like this hat that they sent Molly. Dogs are my dopamine. Are dogs your dopamine?
They certainly are. I have the hat to prove it.
And dogs are my dopamine, a mug.
I have the mug to prove it.
Wait, that's my mug.
That's your mug.
Dog dad and dogs are my dopamine. So what's cool about this series of books, and there are four books in the collection, is they help really report on the relationship that we have with dogs that are rescue dogs. And there is oftentimes a stigma associated with rescue dogs. And
especially certain breeds.
Certain breeds. And so these are a collection of stories. They are 8x8 coffee table books. So they look beautiful on your coffee table. Great photos and stories about rescue dogs from Forever USA.
About rescue dogs who've really done significant things. It's really about how you see a dog in the shelter and you see them in that environment, which is a stressful environment, and you see them having, you know, like a lot of times people assume rescue dogs, shelter dogs are there because there's something wrong with them, right? It's not true. Most of the time, rescue dogs are there because their owner died. Or some kind of tragedy happened in the family and they can no longer care for the dog. And that is a perfectly beautiful, happy, well-adjusted dog who's just fallen into a situation that they don't have any way of getting out of. And they're in the shelter. And then you bring them home and you realize, oh, this dog's kind of a hero. So that's what these books are about, are all of these rescue dogs who have made a significant impact. And about how if we don't do our part and give them a home, we might be letting go of dogs who can really make a difference in the world. And so it's really about celebrating those dogs and the people who rescue them. So there's three books out, and the fourth book is coming out, I think, in January. So you'll get three books in December in your big gift box, and then Forever USA will be sending you the fourth as soon as it arrives. They'll be sending it directly to you later. Yeah. They sell tons and tons of stuff in their shop that are so cute. Their t-shirts.
Like mugs and t-shirts and hats.
Hoodies and hats and all sorts of things for us, more for us than for the dogs, because they want us to make sure that the world knows that dogs are important. So dogs are my dopamine. You're a dog dad.
I am.
Every morning we prove it.
So these are our favorite items for dog gifts for dogs and dog lovers for 2021. I want to thank you for joining us today on this special episode of Dog Edition. Please join Dog Edition and make sure you subscribe in your favorite podcast app and also on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. And a lot of people do get them here on YouTube or in your favorite podcast app. I'm James Jacobson.
I'm Molly Jacobson.
Until next time, we wish you and your dog a very warm aloha.
Is artificial intelligence going to change veterinary medicine? Well, it already has. Right now, on Dog Cancer Answers, we're speaking with Dr. Kelly Deal of Morris Animal Foundation about how AI is impacting veterinary research and the practice of medicine itself. That's on Dog Cancer Answers. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or at dogcancer.com/podcast.